Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. It's time to join my colleague, Emma McCarthy, as she speaks to the Primate of All Ireland and Archbishop of Armagh, Cardinal Sean Brady, who this past Wednesday took possession of his titular church.
On Wednesday, the 16th of January, you took possession of your titular church here in the city of Rome. Now, for our listeners who perhaps aren't aware of what a titular church is or why a cardinal needs to take possession of a titular church, could you explain to us the whole idea, the process behind this?
Well, when Pope creates new cardinals, he assigns to each one a church here in Rome, which is called titular church. Now, we are instructed, of course, that that doesn't give us any right to interfere in the running of the church. But it is really a sign of our sharing as a cardinal in the pastoral care which the Holy Father has for the city of Rome, first of all, and for the world. But in this context, it's for the city of Rome. And one is then considered a Roman priest, the literature tells us. So it's a sign of sharing in this care for the city of Rome, for the Diocese of Rome, but also for the world, which we share with the Holy Father. That's one of the tasks that is given to us when we are made cardinals.
It really is a little jewel of a church, a little and a jewel, because it is one of those one-room churches,
That's the old form,
the old architectural form, Byzantine form of the one-camera
right.
church. Tell us a little bit more about this church that was bestowed on you by Pope Benedict XVI.
Well, it's dedicated to the memory of Saint Quiricus and Julita. Julita was the mother of Quiricus, and they were banished from Rome and identified as Christians and put to death, beheaded, the 3rd or 4th century. Now, they are martyrs for the faith. The 3-year-old Quiricus, when his mother was confronted about whether she was a Christian, marvellously proclaimed an act of faith, but both of them were beheaded. The Mass yesterday evening was the Mass of the flight into Egypt, and there were echoes there of the martyrs, the massacre of the infants, because this 3-year-old child and mother, that's this a story that has, of course, have been handed down from generation to generation.
The point you made during your homily, during the Mass taking possession of this church, was that it also has links with Ireland. This church is very important for the Irish community in Rome and for the Irish church. Why?
Because once upon a time, the Irish college was located in Via degli Ibernesi, close to the Angelicum University.
Via degli Ibernesi.
Ibernesi, which is so the same as Via degli Irlandesi. Ibernia was the old name for Ireland. Irlanda.
So it's the Ireland Street.
Ireland Street, yes, up there where they, beside the Angelicum, just two streets up from where the church is. So this church was once the parish church of the college, the area where the college was. And as a result, when students died, as sometimes they did, they were buried in that church. And it contains the mortal remains of one Andrew Plunkett, who was a cousin of my predecessor, my saintly predecessor, Saint Oliver Plunkett. Andrew Plunkett, I think, was a student for the Diocese of Meath. He was from the present county Westmeath. He died here. And before Saint Oliver left Rome, he went to that church and left a sum of money to have Mass offered each year for the repose of the soul of his cousin Andrew. And there are other Irish, I don't have the names of them, but there are other Irish students buried there. So that link with the Irish College, which is my alma mater, was another precious one for me. And also the church is there in the centre of Rome, right in the heart of classical Rome, in the middle of the Seven Hills. And it's just very central, very, as I said later on at another function last night, you know, when people from the Irish Quarter, I'm just back from Jerusalem, but I call the Irish Quarter being up around San Clemente and the Irish College, the Chalian Hill and the Blue Sisters were there. When people from the Irish Quarter are on their way down to the universities, whether it is the Angelicum or the Gregorian, they'll be passing this church, and I hope that sometimes they will drop in and say a prayer for the cardinal whose titular church it is, and in that way also acquaint themselves with the history of the church and its links with Ireland. And of course I'm very pleased that it is in the care of the Franciscan community there, because I have great admiration for all the Franciscan families, whether it's the Friars Minor or the Capuchins or the Conventuals or the Second Order, which are the Sisters.
You were listening there to the Primate of All Ireland and Archbishop of Armagh, Cardinal Sean Brady, speaking to Emma McCarthy. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.